playing the best songs on the planet.
Costa Calida International Radio, the best radio station on the Med.
Hello, I'm Martin, and this is my show. Each week, we take a deep dive into one artist, one story, 1 hour. We crack open the tracks, peel back the history, what was happening in the studio, on the streets, in the headlines. It's not just music, it's a movement. Each episode becomes a music brick, a solid piece of sound and story, stacked into a music wall of riffs, revolutions, record sleeves, and raw truth. This is more than nostalgia, it's a blueprint, and this is Music Brick.
You're tuned in to Music Brick, built from the bones of the backbeat. Raw, real, relentless.
So tonight we're diving headfirst into a band that redefined what rock could be, who could fill stadiums and who could still make every note feel personal. Four players from London, four musicians who refused limits. Freddie Mercury, Brian May, Roger Taylor and John Deacon. They met in the early 70s, a ragged, ambitious group with more attitude than cash, determined to turn audacity into an art form. From basement rehearsal rooms to some of the largest stages on the planet, they fused glam, hard rock, pop and theatrical sense of drama into something entirely their own. Mercury's voice could soar, taunt, seduce and command, while May's guitar cut through everything with precision. Taylor's drums could snap like lightning and roll like thunder, and Deacon's bass grounded it all, subtle but unstoppable. They broke through the UK chart in the mid-1970s, dazzling audience with their wit, their energy and their refusal to play it safe. Every single was a statement, every performance a story. Tonight we'll follow Queen from their earliest anthems through their stadium triumphs, through joy, defiance, love and loss. First up, the untouchable slab of history that started it all, Seven Seas of Rye. By late 1974, they had it. Freddie strutted into the charts with Killer Queen, a song about a high-class call girl, dressed in wit and decadence, lyrics sharp enough to cut glass. Mercury later admitted, it was a turning point. We suddenly sounded like the band we always imagined ourselves to be. The UK charts were still a jumble of bubblegum ballads. Barry White, Mudd, David Essex, but Killer Queen sliced through. It was their first top five hit, and the first time critics stopped sneering and started taking notes. A perfect marriage of May's precision guitar lines and Freddie's theatrical wit. Roger Taylor quipped in a BBC interview, "People thought we were a novelty, but after Killer Queen, they knew we were dangerous."
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't take. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Ooh, recommended at the price, insatiable in appetite. Wanna try? She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to gauge your mind. Then again, incidentally, you that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less, fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Momentarily out of action, temporarily out of class, you're absolutely right. She's out to get you. She's a killer queen, gunpowder gelatine, dynamite with a laser beam, guaranteed to blow your mind. Recommended at the price, insatiable in appetite. Wanna try?
Next, no guitar solo, no piano flurry, just a stomp stomp clap that cracked like a warning shot. We Will Rock You wasn't written for the radio, it was written for the crowd. Brian May recalled, "We wanted to give the audience a song they could perform with us. Something primal, something you could do with your body." Released in 1977, it dropped in the middle of punk's howl. The Sex Pistols, the Clash sneering at the establishment. Queen weren't sneering, they were commanding. The chorus was less like a lyric than a prophecy. Within weeks, it was echoing round football terraces. We Will Rock You became a ritual. The crowd, half a million strong at Rock in Rio, stamping in unison. Freddie pacing like a conductor of chaos. And every storm needs its release, which is exactly where we go next.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing,
we will rock you.
A big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
We will.
somebody better put your bag into your place.
We will rock you.
Sing it.
We will rock you.
Everybody,
we will rock you.
Flip side of We Will Rock You, released together in 1977. They're inseparable, two fists clenched in different directions. Where Rock You was the stomp of the street, We Are the Champions was the roar of triumph. Freddie designed it that way. I was thinking of football when I wrote it, he told an interviewer. I wanted something people could sing to in unison. It's for the losers as well as the winners. The UK was choking on strikes, bin bags piled in the streets, punk still spitting. And then Freddie sat at the piano, wrapped himself in a velvet melody and gave Britain a song to rise with. Stadiums sang it, terraces bellowed it, boxers walked into the ring with it. Years later it became the anthem of every triumph, from FA Cup finals to American Super Bowls. But if this was Queen seizing the world stage, their next move would be pure madness.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shells and kicked in my face, but I've come through.
And I need to go
on.
Bohemian Rhapsody. No label wanted to release it. 6 minutes, no chorus, part ballad, part opera, part rock breakdown. EMI thought it was commercial suicide. Freddie refused to cut a second. It either goes out like this or not at all. Bohemian Rhapsody hit in 1975 and detonated. Number one for 9 weeks, the longest reign since Paul Anka's Diana. It wasn't just a song, it was a challenge. A generation glued to Top of the Pops saw Queen in furs and eyeliners singing into infinity. In the charts at the time were ABBA, David Bowie and Rod Stewart. But nothing sounded like this. Critics scrambled for words. Operatic, absurd, genius. Years later, after Mercury's death, the song returned to number one. Twice a crown, twice immortal. Bohemian Rhapsody was Queen's cathedral.
Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Anyway the wind blows, doesn't really matter to me.
Just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama,
you can love me and leave me to die. The vision that comes to mind in my mind first is Radio Gaga. Knowing that we'd been booked after all the tickets had been sold, that this wasn't a Queen audience, we wondered, I suppose, what was going to happen.
In 1984, synths ruled. MTV was in its prime and critics were muttering that Queen were fading. Then Roger Taylor walked in with Radio Gaga, a hymn to the airwaves, drowned by television. In the UK charts, Frankie Goes to Hollywood's Relax was shocking the airwaves. Duran Duran were peacocking on video. Prince and Madonna ruled. And Queen, they stepped into the neon fight with a song that turned into a ritual. Live Aid, 1985, Wembley Stadium. Freddie Struts commands, the whole crowd claps in perfect rhythm to Radio Gaga. Even Bob Geldof admitted that was the moment of the day. They owned it. From operatic fantasy to stadium ritual, Queen had shape-shifted again, but ahead lay the hardest truth. But for now, let's listen and focus on the amazing Live Aid performance.
Teenage, and everything I had to
In 1979, Queen are in full tilt, racing past everything in the charts, and Freddie is at the centre of it all. He wanted a song that felt unstoppable, kinetic. Freddie later said, "We wanted something that you could feel in your chest." The audience got it, racing with the rhythm, losing themselves in the moment. On stage, Freddie prowled like a predator, daring every pair of eyes to keep up. And just as the adrenaline peaks, the rhythm twists into funk, laying down a bassline that nobody saw coming, a groove that changes the game entirely. That bassline would open the door for the next track, a song that would cross genres and continents, proving Queen weren't just a stadium band, they were a force you couldn't ignore.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'm turning inside out. Yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy. So
don't stop me now. Having a good time, having a good time.
I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car passing by like Lady Godiva. I'm gonna go, 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 there's no stopping me. I'm burning through the sky, yeah. 200 degrees, that's why they call me Mr. Fahrenheit. I'm traveling at the speed of light. I wanna make a
supersonic man out of you.
It's 1980 and John Deacon quietly lays down a bassline that sneaks under your skin and refuses to leave. Queen had never sounded like this before, a funk pulse running through rock, Mercury prowling over it with dangerous charisma. Brian May later said it was John's moment. He brought something so different, so precise, and it gave us another edge. Live, the bassline drives the crowd like a heartbeat. The swagger is relentless, the energy undeniable. As the track fades, the anticipation grows for the next statement. Their reach expanding and every step forward carried the tension of a band willing to push the boundaries further than anyone expected. We'll be right back. In 1984, the band step into the spotlight with a mix of humour and defiance. Freddie, Brian and Roger appear in drag, domestic appliances in hand. A playful mockery that caught America off guard and made some networks ban the video. But the song itself is a declaration, a statement about freedom, identity and refusing to be defined by others. Freddie said, it's about wanting to be yourself, not letting anyone else tell you who you are. Queen aren't just playing music, they're shaping culture now, challenging the norms and proving they remain untouchable, even in a world that wants to push back. After a blistering start, a quick recap. So far we've gone from the untouchable epic of Seven Seas of Rye, then Bohemian Rhapsody stomped through stadium anthems with We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions, caught Freddie at his most playful and defiant in Killer Queen, soared into gospel heights with Somebody to Love, and felt the pulse of a changing world in Radio Gaga. We've raced through the sheer joy of Don't Stop Me Now, heard the funk bite of Another One Bites the Dust, and the sly rebellion wrapped inside I Want to Break Free. Queen have already taken us from brilliance to rebellion, from theatre to defiance, from gospel to funk, and there's no letting up yet.
You're tuned in to Music Break, built from the bones of the backbeat. Raw, real, relentless.
Now we're back for part two. It's 1976. Freddie reaches for something higher, building monumentally with his voice and the band's harmonies. Mercury, May and Taylor lay themselves into a choir, stacking vocals like architecture. The song that I'm referring to is This Is Somebody to Love. And on a stage, the audience becomes part of the song, singing every line back, joining the story. The charts are crowded. ABBA, Bowie, others. But Queen rises above, proving they can wield both spectacle and soul in the same moment. The track carries tension and release, energy and intimacy. And by the final note, the listener feels the full weight of the band's presence. The stage is theirs, the audience captivated. The stakes high and the path forward clear. A band that refuses to be constrained, that always reaches higher and demand the world keep up. I give you Somebody to Love.
Anybody find me somebody to love?
Each morning I get out my dial, can barely stand on my feet.
Take a look, take a look. But I just can't get no relief, Lord. Somebody,
somebody,
ooh, somebody,
somebody.
Can anybody find me
somebody to love? Yeah. I work,
he works hard
every day of my life. I work till I ache my bones at the end. Take home my heart on me.
Oh,
my
own
is tired out. My knees and my eyes
fade away.
Till the tears run down from my eyes.
Lord,
somebody,
somebody,
ooh, somebody.
Please, anybody find me
somebody to love.
He walks home.
Somebody, 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 find me somebody.
You won't believe it. We fought on virtually the first day because we used to know each other from university and all that. And we used to fight about musical ideas and this and that because we're all very strong characters, you know, and we all have egos and all that. So we always kept fighting. But I think the fighting seems to keep us together.
Freddie Mercury there explaining the dynamic and the need to challenge the status quo. Next on our journey, Who Wants to Live Forever? It's 1986. Brian May wrote it for Highlander. A ballad born from myth and mortality, and Freddie poured every ounce of his heart into it. It's a song about time running out, love stretching beyond the possible, and the weight of knowing nothing lasts forever. On stage, Freddie's voice trembles with urgency, but it never loses power. It's intimate, cinematic, and devastating. A ballad that felt infinite yet fleeting. The audience listens, holds its breath, and for a few minutes, time itself seems to pause. This is Queen confronting life, loss, and legacy. Showing that Queen's emotional reach is as vast as their stadium power. And just as we're caught in that fragile beauty, the story flows forward, reminding us that even the most tender moments lead into triumph.
There's no chance for us. It's all decided for us. This world.
We're nearly at the end of Queen's Music Brick, and it's been a privilege to re-listen to a back catalogue of incredible tunes. This is the penultimate song, it's 1978, and next up is my favourite Queen track, Fat Bottom Girls. The band's on tour, pushing boundaries and having fun, and this one is pure audacity, wrapped in swagger. Brian May's riff kicks in, it's cheeky, unapologetic, and instantly contagious. The UK charts were packed with disco, punk and new wave, but Queen carved out their own space, reminding everyone that rock could be playful, bold and larger than life at the same time. It's fun, but there's also a rawness beneath it. The band reveling in their chemistry, timing, and their ability to command attention and create moments people remember. Fans sing along, roar back the chorus, and for a few minutes, it feels like no one outside the venue exists. Queen are living, breathing force, capable of turning any song into spectacle. As the final note hits, the energy lingers, a reminder that this band could strut, roar, and captivate all at once. To the final song this evening. It's 1991. Queen knew the end was near. Freddie was sick, frail, but in the studio he burned like a torch. Brian May remembered handing him the demo and whispering, "I don't know if you can do this." Freddie's reply, "I'll do it, darling." He walked into the booth, downed vodka, and delivered the entire vocal in one take. The Show Must Go On is no ballad of surrender. It's defiance, hammered into a melody. Lyrically, it's theatre and reality fused together. Released weeks before his death, it became Mercury's epitaph, a final refusal to bow. The charts late in 1991 were dominated by Bryan Adams' Endless I Do It For You, Michael Jackson's Dangerous, and U2's Act On Baby. But this track cut deeper. It wasn't a pop hit, it was a testimony. And so Queen's story doesn't close with silence, but with a roar against time itself.
Empty spaces, what are we living for? Abandoned places, I guess we know the score. On and on, does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero, another mindless crime behind the curtain in the pantomime. Hold the line. Does anybody want to take it anymore? The show must go on.
fairy tales of yesterday. We grow but never die. I can fly, my friend.
So must go on. So must go on.
I'll face it with a grin.
Queen's story is bigger than the hits, bigger than the stadiums, bigger than even the four voices themselves. They have achieved what few bands could dream of, transcending genres, redefining rock performance, making every note, every riff, every lyric feel larger than life, while still intimate, personal and immediate. They inspired the generations of musicians to take risks, to combine spectacle with soul, to refuse to be constrained by any box the world tried to put them in. From Mercury's fearless frontmanship to May's meticulous guitar work, Taylor's explosive rhythms and Deacon's understated genius that has endured across decades. They left behind songs that will still echo in stadiums, films and everyday lives, anthems that make people stomp, cry, dance and reflect. A musical blueprint for audacity, fun and heart. Their legacy is one of courage, to sing louder, play harder, love fully and never ever settle for anything less than extraordinary. Tonight we've seen them in their triumphs, their intimacies and their defiance. Queen weren't just a band, they were a phenomenon, and that phenomenon still resonates today.
You're tuned in to Music Break, built from the bones of the backbeat. Raw, real, relentless.
Next time on Music Brick, we head into synth-pop's darker side. One drum machine, one bass line, one voice cutting through the gloom. Depeche Mode. From Basildon to Berlin, from underground clubs to sold-out arenas, they've inspired devotion, imitation and obsession. Next time, the machines hum, the bass line pulses, and the night belongs to Depeche Mode. This Music Brick show isn't just about music. It's about you and the songs that have stayed with you through your life. The tunes that shaped who you are. So please go and take a look at our Facebook page. Just search at Music Brick. Every song ever recorded means something to someone, and that includes you. We'd love to hear about your favourite songs and the memories connected to them. Our Facebook page, at Music Brick, is where we share these moments and the songs that made them unforgettable. This is your invitation to come and join us, share your story and be part of a growing community. Just search at Music Brick on Facebook. It's a place for everyone and we'd love you to be part of it. And there you have it. Another Music Brick, another album, another journey. Keep your ears open and your spirits high. Keep listening, keep exploring and above all, keep the faith. Night-night, Mum.
Playing the best songs on the planet.
Costa Calida International Radio. The best radio station on the Med.